to in-person voting opportunities for these people who have been displaced by wildfires, and also to get the information out in a more robust way so that they know how to get their ballot.
And this is my last question. Why should Oregonians vote for you for Secretary of State?
Well, I have the good combination of experience in both the public and the private sector, and all of it can relate to the Secretary of State's office. I've been working on these issues for a long, long time, and that would include being on the Public Records Advisory Council, trying to help make access to our public records easier. And I'm on the Transparency Commission, something I helped create back in 2009, reaching across the aisle and passing a bill to put our state checkbook online. And you know, as a Republican, I know, and I'm very practiced with working across the aisle with other people and trying to get consensus on issues. So that's been a necessary skill to have as a Republican to get anything done in the state. That's what you have to do. I have been in the legislature 16 years. My opponent's only been in for 6. I've been a business owner for 28 years with many employees, and I don't think my opponent has that experience. So I've weathered economic storms in both the legislature and haven't had to make hard policy decisions and budget cuts and, you know, all kinds of things like that. I am looking at it as a nonpartisan race, in that the Secretary of State has nonpartisan duties, and I commit to doing that. I commit to utilizing an independent commission for redistricting. I'm not just going to be sitting in a closet turning the state the color I want with a Sharpie.
I just want to touch on something you said. Do you think that you had said you're not going to be sitting in a closet turning the state the color you want with a Sharpie? Is that what you feel? Is that what you feel that your opponent would be doing?
Maybe not so directly, but I feel like she would be. She would put together a commission that has the appearance of being independent, but really it's kind of tilted her the way she would like it to go. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to me, Ms. Thatcher. Thank you very much.
You bet. Thank you.
I'm Don Merrill. I've been talking with Kim Thatcher. Ms. Thatcher is running for Oregon Secretary of State. Thanks for listening.
Find an extended version of this interview on our website at kbu.fm/eveningnews. Now stay tuned for news from the BOO, your look at the news inside KBOO. And now it's time for News from the BOO, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO, with news from your community radio station.
Well, good evening. You are listening to News from the BOO here on your community radio station, KBOO Portland. I'm your host, Jenna Yokoyama. I'm also one of your interim station co-managers. Here on News from the BOO, we talk about all things KBOO. What's going on inside, outside, and anything KBOO. It's for our KBOO fans. It's for our listeners. It's for our members. It's for our volunteers. We talk about a little bit of everything. So thanks for tuning in and to hear all about your favorite radio station. So first here on News from the BOO, I'm going to be talking to one of our producers, Selena Flores, about a project that they are working on that is a podcast series that is a project here at KBOO that we've been working on for quite a while, being led by our former program director, Aaron Yankee. And what they're working on right now is a podcast that is going to premiere on November 13th, titled It Did Happen Here. So here is a quick interview I did with one of the producers of It Did Happen Here, Selena Flores. So Selena, you've been one of the producers, have been working on a larger project here at KBOO, and you are about to release the first episode of a podcast. Why don't you tell us about it?
Sure. So it is a podcast based in Portland in the late 80s to late 90s. And it's looking at the history of the organizing that happened after the murder of Mulugeta Serra in 1988. He was killed by white nationalists, and in the aftermath, kind of anti-racist skinheads, the Coalition for Human Dignity, and other people in the community got together to fight the Nazi presence here in Portland and drive them off the streets.
When we tune in for, because is this a multi-episode series or is this just one podcast episode?
Yeah, it's going to be a 10-part series, and with maybe a couple bonus episodes. And the first episode is being released on November 13th, which is the anniversary of the day Mulugeta died from his injuries.
So for people who don't know about Mulugeta Serra, can you give us a brief background?
That is an excellent question. He was a student at Portland State University, and he was born in Ethiopia.
Who did you interview for the podcast series?
We interviewed a lot of people. Mike Crenshaw, he's a part of this, also a producer. He interviewed a lot of the anti-racist skinheads who were fighting neo-Nazis in the streets and at shows, music shows back in the day. And then I did a lot of interviewing of members of the Coalition for Human Dignity. And Aaron also interviewed people who were from Portland in the punk scene here during that time.
And so as somebody who has been going through all this audio and getting this podcast ready, are you hearing parallels or lessons that we can, or information that we can be taking from that time and applying it to now, and how we can maybe view what is happening on the streets here in Portland today?
Yes, definitely. And that was really the impetus for the whole podcast, is to kind of learn what came before, what people did before, and how it could be applied to today with Antifa fighting the Proud Boys and other groups here in Portland.
So how often will you be releasing episodes of your podcast?
That is another good question. I don't think there's a set schedule yet. We talked about releasing the first episode on November 13th, and then over the long holiday weekend at the end of November, perhaps releasing two, and then in December, when people are maybe having a little more free time, releasing maybe three episodes then.
So for people who are maybe are radio listeners and they're not used to KBOO podcasts, if you are someone who's never listened to a KBOO podcast before, where can I go and find that?
So there's a website, itdidhappenherepodcast.com, and that'll be hosting all the episodes. And of course, on the KBOO website at kboo.fm.
Great. So you can find all of our KBOO podcasts there on kboo.fm, and starting on November 13th there and on the website, itdidhappenherepodcast.com, you'll be able to find episode one. Well, thank you, Selena Flores, so much for coming in and sharing about this project that I know has been a lot of work. So it sounds really interesting, and we look forward to hearing your work.
Thank you.
Again, that was Selena Flores talking about the upcoming podcast series that you can find on KBOO's website starting on November 13th. Okay, other stuff that is happening in KBOO. First, what's happening is an announcement for our volunteers. Just a quick reminder to everyone that if you are a current volunteer, we need all your current contact info. Maybe you've given it to us recently, so it's all up to date. But if you're one of those people who maybe hasn't done any sort of update in a while, go onto your VicNet account and make sure that we have your current email address, cell phone number, all that good stuff, so we can make sure that we're texting and emailing and mailing stuff to the right place. If you need any help or you have questions about what is a VicNet account and what do you mean I need to update my contact information, go ahead and email our volunteer coordinator, volunteer@kboo.org, and we can help you out and get you set up to make sure that your volunteer information is current with us. Because, yeah, in case you don't know, we've been sending out a lot of emails this fall and this last summer. So if you're like, I haven't been getting any KBOO emails, probably need to update your info. So that would help us out a lot. And for our listeners, especially listeners who have a combo of liking Halloween and liking to dance on the Halloween, and Halloween's on Saturday, so I think it all goes together this time, we are having yet another on-air dance party. Dance in your home, dance remotely, dance on your porch, your backyard. Get dressed up, because on Halloween, on Saturday, October 31st, we are having a dance party at night. I think it starts around like 7 p.m. and we'll be going till, you know, the spooky hours. Ooh. So tune on in for KBOO's Halloween dance party. That's Saturday, October 31st, starting at 7 p.m. And what are you guys all dressing up as? I haven't quite decided what to dress up as. I feel like I need to dress up for Halloween. I'm not one of those people who dresses up every year, but I feel like, or maybe I'll go dressed up as KBOO. I'm not quite sure what that would look like. A gigantic radio tower or microphone? I don't know. But definitely tune in and dress up, tag us, you know, take all the pictures on the social media, tag us, show us what you're doing for your KBOO Halloween dance party that night. Another thing that is happening shortly after that, speaking of elections, is that we will be having KBOO election coverage on Tuesday, November 3rd. So make sure to tune in for that. Of course, we're going to be having coverage during our newscast, but you know, the polls don't actually close here in Oregon until 8 p.m. So we'll be having coverage beginning that evening. So tune in to hear some of our analysis and to hear some interviews. We'll be talking about all things local, of course. It's quite an election this year. We have, you know, that mayoral race is being heavily watched, as is the Chloe Udaly, Mingus Mapped race. And, you know, if you want to hear again that debate between Mingus Mapped and Chloe Udaly, you can find that on our website at kboo.fm. Just look at all of our election coverage and you'll be able to see that exclusive debate that we hosted on KBOO Community Radio. And an announcement for our members. If you are a KBOO member, it's time for you to check out the KBOO annual meeting. That's happening on Saturday, November 7th from 2 to 4 p.m. via Zoom. Yeah, we're not having our normal gathering because, you know, 2020. So instead, you just need to go on to our website, kboo.fm, and make sure to register for the annual meeting so that you can get the link to the Zoom meeting. And we will have the usual stuff. We're going to have performers, we're going to have hosts, we're going to have announcements, you know, a state of the station, sort of giving a nice overview of what's been going on at KBOO and what's coming up for KBOO, especially in 2021. And we'll also be doing one of the most important things we do at that meeting every year is you get to meet all of our board of directors and our board of directors candidates, and we count all the ballots because we vote on filling those open seats that we have on our board for this year. Which means also, if you're a member, to keep an eye out on your mailbox, because you should be getting, if you haven't already gotten, the ballot to vote for the KBOO Board of Directors. And you can go to our website to read statements and some background info on each of our candidates for this year. That's kboo.fm. You'll see a link to that right on the homepage. And then one other thing is that you can hear from our candidates on Tuesday. That's next Tuesday, the 27th at 10 a.m. We'll be airing an hour of interviews with all of our current board of directors candidates, and then we'll be re-airing that same set of interviews the next day on Wednesday, October 28th at 7 p.m. So make sure to tune in for that. Exciting KBOO stuff. And then, of course, last things to mention, but not least, we are in the last 10 days. I think we're in the last 10 days of our fall drive. And so for all those people, the last minute people who are like, okay, I'll give right at the end. Well, the last 10 days are here. The countdown is here. So it's time to give. If you are one of those people who loves being a member of KBOO, show your support right now. Just go to kboo.fm and click on that donate button. It's right there at the top of our webpage, or you can go onto our mobile app. We have a donate button there as well. And then, of course, you can always snail mail it in to 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, 97214. And, you know, you can always give a one-time donation, or if you can, KBOO, it really helps KBOO out if you can become a sustaining member. And some people become a sustaining member for as little as $5 a month. We know that times are hard right now. So for those of you who can give and help support and, you know, make sure that community radio is here for everyone else, we really, really appreciate it. And if you can't, support KBOO by continuously tuning in and spreading the word about KBOO and letting people know all the awesome programming that you are hearing on your community radio station. As always, a big thank you to everyone who has already given and is helping us to reach that $80,000 goal. We're not quite there yet. So if you can, right now, now is the time for you to give to KBOO and to become a member today. Again, that's kboo.fm. And click on that donate button. Well, that about wraps it up for today's episode of News from the Boo. News from the Boo is on every Wednesday at 5:45. So we'll be talking to you again next.